love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
On my buddy,
yes, Finn.
Hola, people.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias, Edu. Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C O R E E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram, my friend buddy. Yes, it's easy, not hard.
Easy, not hard. Please hit the like.
And the subscribe is going to be here.
Notifications, if you would, please.
Yeah, man. Look, you know, we appreciate all of our followers. Please continue to support the channel.
Yes. Love you all.
First show. So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts. Complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
What's going on, my friendly?
Yes, my buddy. Yes. Terrible. Look, this is me with hair. Like, I'm pretending I have hair, and I was like,
are you waving it? I'm in my Jedi. I feel like I'm a Jedi right now.
That is...
like my cloak.
That is OBJ
Kenobi?
OBJ Kenobi, for sure.
That's Obi-Don Kenobi.
That's your father.
That's my father.
Yes.
OBJ Kenobi.
You're OBJ Kenobi.
My brother's Don Solo.
Nice. The Force is with you all.
The Fuller is with you all. May the Fullers be with you.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I see you sneaking. I need one of those.
Sneaking and geeking?
I need one of those. What up, dog?
Man, you know what? Not a whole lot. Slow motion.
Shit,
we did some comedy tonight.
Man, I've been busy, yo. Talking about comedy. Yeah, we did do some comedy tonight. It was the finals in the contest.
It was the finals in the contest, and guess who did not make it?
Oh, my God.
Again. It was like boom, boom, ba, boom.
Again. Wow. We suck. We suck.
We suck so bad. You know what? It's horrible that we go up and we're flawless. And we get
not flawless.
We're flawless. We go through our routine flawlessly without cell phones or notepads.
Nobody did that tonight, though.
Nobody did that tonight.
I did hear a couple. What else?
Yeah, we don't say what else, what he got, and we don't say, oh, you guys don't like that, or we don't say anything to the crowd to offend their humor or their intellect or anything like that. We just go on with our routine, and if the laughs come, they come, and if they don't, they don't. And you did, sir. You got laughs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I mean, you did, too. We get laughs.
We both got laughs. We never got...
We never not get laughs.
But
it was a kind of still a stale environment.
Well, it's because, you know, people bring their people.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And they feel like they shouldn't laugh at the other comedians more than they laughed at the people that they're there to support.
Right.
But you know what? It's okay. It's a rep.
Oh, dude. Like
it's a rep.
100%.
Just like the podcast, just like the comedy.
Yep.
I'm aware of what I do. I'm aware of what I can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, humanly, it does affect you a little.
A little.
And then you'd be like, wait a minute. Well, you'd be like, wait a minute.
You got to refocus.
You have to say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Was I funnier than everybody up there? Meaning, you know, not was you funnier, but, you know, judging by the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, no. Shout out to, you know, the people that won. You know,
shout
I mean?
Out to the people that won. Who, Matt?
Matt Thompson?
Matt.
Matt.
I know it's
I'm
Matt.
Sorry.
Shout out
not,
to Matt.
Yeah.
He won the contest. Shout out to Matt.
Yeah, no, he's funny. I told you before they announced the winner who was going to win.
You did?
I told you who was going to
win. You did, but I was going by the laughs.
Yeah, but I knew we weren't going to get picked because of...
But I didn't think I was going to get picked, but I was going by the laughs.
Yeah.
Other than me and you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
oh, 100%. But like I said, I don't... I don't talk about why, because I don't really know why, but, you know.
You know, it the contest is, it is what it is.
That's why when we talk about, you know, to newer comics who, you know, feel discouraged about it, I'm like, oh, don't worry.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that, and I wanted to mention it to you there.
Yeah.
But I want to mention it to you. Well, maybe I'll mention it to you later. But.
You mentioned to it. I just cut it off.
There was a comic, not in this city.
Uh-huh.
First time on stage, and he told you to rate him a 1 to 10.
Oh, yeah. No, we can talk about it.
That plays in my mind, and I'm like, Jay, what did you do? Why did you do that? You gave him an unexplained 4. And
he just said thank you and walked away. I didn't get a chance to.
It was a nice. He asked you and you gave it to him, but I think I would have personally just said, "Look, for your first time, that was pretty good," because it takes guts,
100%,
to go up in front of.
But he asked me a serious question. I don't want no BS. He wanted a straight up. And at first
you told
time,
him for
his first
and he
time.
Said thank you, he walked away.
That's what he gets for the courage to go up.
I just wouldn't have shot him down like
that. I didn't shoot him down. I gave him an honest to God answer because he wasn't telling jokes. He was just up there talking. He had a couple things that he said that was funny. And then he ran the light, I believe.
I would have said, look. And this is why.
But he didn't give me the opportunity to. He didn't ask why. And I didn't really interject. This is why. Because somebody
you
else.
You just
was
gave
on,
him a 4.
Somebody else was on stage. I wasn't trying to sit
and
there.
And he went to his car and was like.
No, he didn't.
Boom!
No, he did not. People, he did not do that. Don't let him lie to you like that. Look.
He was like.
I am one.
Justin gave me a 4.
I am one to encourage anybody, and if he was out there, trust me, it's not because you're so stupid. It wasn't because he was like super bad. It was just the fact he wasn't really telling jokes.
You looked that man dead in his eye and was like,
he wasn't getting laughs.
4.
He wasn't getting laughs.
I'm like, damn.
He was all over the place. Yeah, courage.
That
going
was
up.
His first time
100%,
on the stage.
100%. But there,
what, my, you do, can't, you, do can't, you remember your first time?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I remember your first time, and it was good.
Yeah.
My first time, I went up there, and I did 2 minutes.
Yeah. But you didn't run the light. You told some jokes. You got laughs, and you dipset it.
I got the F up off stage.
Like a professional.
I was like I got up there like, blah, 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 blah. That's the time I had, and that's all I got. And
look, I did not say it to be mean by any means. He asked me a serious question. And look.
No. Be him and I'll be you. Do it. Come on, let's go.
Hey, so on scale 1 to 7, how do you think I did up there?
4.
All right, thank you for your honest answer. I appreciate it.
And he went to his car and was like,
He did not.
How do you know?
I do not know. Why are you putting that on me? See, you don't know.
You don't know.
Why are you putting that on me?
Look, all I know is.
We need to go back to see if that motherfucker's there. Please do not do it if you didn't do it already.
No. I would have been like, yo. I would have did it a little differently.
Well, of course you're different than me. You think in the moment, I don't. I just gave him the answer.
He was like, 4.
He would. I know what Cordell would have said. Like this, I'm gonna answer
what,
for you.
Go. What would I have said?
Hey, man, that was dope. That was a great job. I loved what you did. Keep working at it. First time. Oh man, look, it takes courage to even get up there. Oh, you did a wonderful job. Keep pushing. Keep rocking.
It's pretty accurate.
Pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah.
I agree. And he should do that. But he also asked me what it was, and I told him, and so he has nothing but room to grow.
So what I would have,
he gets a 5 because he fucking puts jokes together. After that, he gets a 6 for putting jokes together and not running the light and saying, what else? And walking up there and just keep running. I mean, he just kept talking.
He didn't do none of that. He was just like.
He kept talking.
Shibbity-dah, scooby-dee-doo.
That's what I'm saying. He just kept talking.
Scooby-dee-doo, scappy-dab-dab. And Scooby-Doo, he was having a good time
up there talking.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
I get it. So we got a 4.
He was like
the attempt.
He was an older man.
Yeah, definitely older than
so
me.
So he was like Scooby-Dap, Scooby-Dap. Hey, listen up, youngster. Scooby-Dap. Hey, you know I'm older, so Scooby-Dap. Scooby-Dap. You know I'm older. Scooby-Dap.
Thank you.
And you know, I'm going off track and scooby-dap-dap-skitty-dap-dap-scooby-dap.
Why are they taking pictures of me?
Scooby-dap? No, that's not pictures, sir. That is the light. That means it's time for you to skedaddle and scooby-dap-dap-dap-dap off the stage. But, and I would have said, you know what? Everything you said, I would have said.
Yes, I know.
But I would have been like, look, you got to be careful when you run a light. You don't want to run a light because if you run a light, you might not be invited back. So that's one thing that's, you know, that's really frowned upon in comedy is running the light. You don't want to run the light. And listen to your tape. Record yourself. Listen to it back.
Definitely. It's painful. It sucks. Like, dude, only way I listen to it, if I don't listen to it, and I've heard many comics say this, and it's kind of cool. Like, if I don't listen to it, like, that night, like, tonight on the way back here, I probably wouldn't listen to it again. Unless I need a reference.
You know what? I rarely listen to it.
Yeah.
But I do listen to it.
Oh, I've had reference. Yeah, I've needed to reference stuff.
I listened to it and I was like, because like I said, last time before my show.
Yeah. It's kind of felt like tonight. I mean, I got laughs, but then.
We both got laughs, but it's like.
It's stale. It's stale.
I got laughs, unexpected laughs.
Yeah.
I'll take them anywhere I get them.
Oh, 100%. But it's just like, it would be pockets. I'd hear it here and here, but not in like a group.
Right. You know got laughs.
Yeah.
We both got laughs and pow.
Yeah.
Stop it, Jay. Stop.
What are
you talking
about? We got laughs. I'm about to get some laughs.
We got laughs,
dog. We got laughs,
Jake. Stop
fucking. I ain't doing it. I'm about to make me a drink. And we're going to use this time to get me a drink.
Yeah, we get laughs, yo. Mm-hmm. We get laughs. We never not got laughs.
Yeah, no. See, you didn't have your phone there. You didn't have your phone. What are you doing?
Airplane mode, so we won't get any interruptions.
Okay, well now we're gonna. Yeah, we never not get laughs.
Never, you know
what I'm saying? It's been like I said, ever since the beginning, I felt like I could do it because, you know, once you get that first laugh, you know, okay. And even when you go and sit and watch people, like tonight, I guarantee there's somebody watching like, I could do it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man.
But I'll tell you what. I think we had good performances.
You know what? Congratulations on your performance.
Thank you, sir. Kudos.
To a good performance.
And I don't want to brag. I had a great weekend, everybody.
Woo! What did you do this weekend, Justin?
I had a great weekend, people. I was tired on a Friday night. Friday afternoon.
Do tell. What happened?
I was laying in bed, ready to relax. And at 4:30, I got a call from the Funny Stop.
And what did they say, Jay?
They said, hello, people are out of town. No, they said, do we want to host? I said, she said she needs a host for the weekend. Two shows Friday.
So, hold on.
Two shows Saturday.
So, they called you and said and informed you that they need a host.
Mm-hmm.
Please explain the thought process.
I almost wanted to say I can't do it simply because
you were tired.
I was exhausted. I was dude, our weeks, like, ever since, like, once Tuesday hits and then Wednesday and Thursday, like, I'm exhausted by Friday.
I can dig it.
But you popped into my head. Pause.
No, did he?
Pause. But I remember the one time we were at the Funny Stop, remember, and Daniel P. Myers. He came up to us and he was like, we need a host. And
came up to who?
Me and you.
Okay.
You guys ain't obligated, but we need somebody to host tonight. Were you willing to do it? And I was like, cool, she would love to do it.
And mother volunteered me.
Because I didn't, look, you got to be in the mood. Hosting's a whole nother animal, boy.
Hosting?
It's a whole nother thing.
Performing, I'm scared. Hosting, I'm afraid. Continue.
So, I initially was ready to chicken the hell out. And then I remember that conversation, and you even said to me, like, you got the chance to host? And you know, this and that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Next time I won't pass it up.
Never.
And then, dude, come on, man. Put the pressure. Headliner coming. And I'm hosting for the weekend.
Who was the headliner, Jay? Do tell.
Alex Ortiz.
Alex Ortiz. Shout out to you, bro.
He started in Comic
View. You get a Playboy piece.
He started on Comic View's, BET Comic View. He was on HBO Bad Boy Comedy, Apollo Theater. He was on Stand Up at the Apollo.
Say word.
And he was in the movie I Am Gangsta.
I Am Gangsta. Check that out.
And he's on the USO tours. He was. He's not no more, but he was doing it. He said he was all over the country and things like that. He was a veteran.
He's a veteran?
He's a veteran.
You're a veteran.
I'm a veteran.
Is it veteran or veteran?
Veteran.
I like veteran better. Is that like Erie, PA? Veteran?
I don't know.
Do you say bedroom?
Bedroom? I do. Not all the time.
You say up top?
No.
Okay.
Up top.
You got a job?
Yeah, job.
Whatever. This dude would be like up top and he'd be like doctor. He was like, I went to the doctor.
Doctor.
Whatever.
Doctor. I go to the doctors.
No, he's from Erie. He goes to the doctor.
I do not talk like
and
that.
And he goes up top. And he has jobs.
It's possible.
I mean, you have a job.
I have a job.
See?
I got two jobs, man.
You got two jobs, man.
Three jobs, man.
Three jobs. You're lazy. When I was your age, I had 12 jobs.
Hey, man, gotta go to work.
good old show. But when you're from Erie, you have a job.
Nah. I have
and you go to the doctor.
This is false.
And you got to be careful because you might fall if you're up top.
If you're up top. I don't know where he gets these words from.
He's from Erie. That's where they talk from Erie,
but
man.
But that's not how
and they
I
do
sound.
Not clean their windows.
He lies. Anywho, Alex Ortiz was funny.
Where is he from, you know?
Chicago.
He from Chicago.
Illinois, I think. Right out of Chicago.
Okay, but, Illinois. Yeah, Chicago. Yeah. Shout out to Alexander Ortiz.
Alex.
Alex?
I don't know if it's Alexander.
Or Alex.
Just Alex.
Ortiz. Shout out to Alex Ortiz.
Yeah. So I had a good time.
Look, hold on. Go ahead. I mean, just for the record, if I was off work, because I still have a regular job.
Yeah, his schedule's the worst for comedy.
Yeah, because
it's the worst. And look,
people love fries. So I have to be there for the fries. People love shakes. I have to be there for the shakes. People love fries and shakes and shakes and fries. So I have to be there for the shake. They want that stuff. And they act like it's an emergency. They need it now. So I have to make sure they have fresh fries.
It's always on the weekend, though.
Man, they love shakes and fries on the weekend. They love it. Shakes and fries on the weekend.
Hey, I usually enjoy them on Friday when I'm sitting at home.
You feel me?
But I got to work. I came down and said, look, I almost got in trouble.
How?
I almost got in trouble, people.
How did you get in trouble?
You know why? Because my wife was like, do you have any plans? And I was like, no, I'm going to sit here on my butt. And she was like, okay. And then they called. And I was like, hey, I got to go host. And I was like, I get to go host.
Yeah.
Two shows. Four shows.
Speed of light.
Yeah.
Fast.
So.
It's like walking barefooted on broken glass. It's like jump roping on a razor blade.
Ouch.
Yeah. Iced tea. Go ahead.
So it's just, you know, you never know when something's going to happen. Or, I mean, shout out to, I don't want to put it out my butt, you know, but.
Shout out to whoever made it happen for Jay to do that hosting job.
Hey,
he did the hosting job and nailed it.
Let me just say.
Did you do any time?
I did 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
It's about 9 minutes.
So you got a chance in front of.
Oh yeah,
his crowd.
Yeah,
you did your compete.
Oh yeah, man, Amber Alert. I did all that.
Oh man, great job.
I did Aquaman.
All that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ha.
Oh yeah.
That's great.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
But it's funny how you see how different shows react to basically the same material.
Nice. I got some new jokes that I wanted to work on.
Yeah.
I almost did it right here, but I didn't.
Yeah, no, don't do it here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you got to save it for the stage. I still am working on mine.
But I'm scared.
I'm slacking, dude.
I'm slacking. Scared. Look, I'm trying to motivate him. I came out with new material.
New material.
Boom. Boom.
Bang.
Boom.
Loved it.
Do it work?
Yeah.
It works?
You haven't listened to that back?
I mean, I got some more.
Last week was good, though.
Hey, it's hard time.
Last week was good.
I know, but we're working on hard times, though.
Oh, I know.
So I got that. And I want to do my...
Don't shop your bits online. Okay. Right here, right now. What are you doing?
Achoo.
Tommy Achoo. Rocker.
Okay. Shout out to Tommy Rocker.
Shout out to Tommy Rocker.
Tommy Rocker. Love you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Experiences. You just never know when shit's going to happen. It's crazy. You know.
You never know.
It's good to be cordial to people.
It's good to be cordial to people.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
Plus, love makes things happen.
Yeah.
Don't you know love?
Yeah. Hate's not good, people.
Makes things happen.
Hate's not good. I think
you
hate.
You never know. You never know.
Ooh. What the?
You never know.
You
love
know.
Makes things happen.
Get it.
Babyface. But this
I don't remember that song from Babyface.
Love makes things happen?
Yeah. Okay. Every time I. That's the jam.
But you know, what you know, please and thank you. I'm going to say please and thank you carries a long way.
Long
you
way.
Say please and
oh,
thank
shit.
You.
What happened?
And
we're back.
Oh, that's so fucking.
So what happened?
Jesus.
What?
It's just so melancholy and nostalgic when you read somebody and they say who you were, and then they say your name and what you did, like, was a.
Oh, yeah.
That hit different, bro.
Yeah. Not is a, was, past tense. Yeah. Who are you talking about?
He got shot. Who the fuck shot DJ Mr. C? The fuck?
Now, who's DJ Mr. C?
Big Daddy Kane's DJ.
Oh, shit.
Biggie Smalls DJ.
Oh.
Everybody on the East Coast DJ. Like, what the fuck? Like, cause of death, drive-by homicide, gunshot wound. Who the fuck shot this shit? Oh, my goodness. He was born in 72.
So he's 6 years younger, older than me, so...
How old are you?
52? He's 52 and he's getting shot? Who's shooting people at 52?
Who's shooting DJ Mr. C? A staple of hip-hop.
Right? Who just... People hate
That's Kane's DJ.
I don't understand people, dog.
Look, DJ Mr. C should have been protected at all costs. Big Daddy Kane, all the people that was of my soundtrack of life should be protected at all costs.
Soundtrack, 100%.
Yeah, Tribe Called Quest, Big Daddy Kane, Leaders of the New School, Main Source, even Hammer. Everybody should be protected at all costs.
I mean, they should delete Pumps in the Bump video.
I mean, it was a part of his history.
I know, but he was rocking with a Speedo and a boner.
I don't know.
That's why they call him the Hammer.
No Diddy, but Pumps in the Bump. Hey, no, it is what it is.
Oh, that's my jam. But when I watched the video, I was like, okay, look at him with all these chicks. And then he's in the Speedo. And I'm like, come on, Hammer.
Hey.
Hammer, don't hurt him.
First of all, shout out to Hot Rocks.
Hot Rocks.
Hot Rocks was the video channel, which was Playboy's video.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to
played all the music videos. One of my favorites was, I had two favorites from Hot Rocks. Was Put 'Em on a Glass by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah, yeah. Put 'Em on a Glass.
Yeah, because they was really putting them on a glass with suds and stuff.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, whoa. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you did,
and
you
hold
did
on.
That for yourself.
Hold on. It was another one. I don't know who it was by. But the song was called Do the Hubba Bubba Baby.
I don't remember that one.
Do the Hubba Bubba Baby. I was like, I think I was like a teen.
Any Two Live Crew video.
Any Two Live Crew. Shout out to Uncle Luke, Marquise, and the rest of the crew. Thank you, Two Live Crew.
100%.
But do the Hubba Bubba Baby.
Hubba Bubba Baby.
I
wonder if you could see that shit on Pornhub, because it ain't gonna be on YouTube the way you remember it. Not if it was on that channel.
Hot Rocks was Playboy's music video channel.
Yeah, yeah.
They
used to show all the videos that were uncensored.
Exactly. That is where I saw Nelly's Tip Drill video.
Tip Drill.
The best video in the world.
I don't think I've seen that one. I'm going to have to look that one up. Tip Drill.
Yeah, he got a lot of slack for that.
Why? Because was he banging somebody?
Did
he put his finger in somebody's butthole?
No.
Okay.
The video vixen. Well, first of all, let me just say this. It got a lot of bad blood because Tip Drill video, one of the people ran out of money, so he took out his charge card
and swiped down
her booty.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's dope.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Swipe.
Yeah. Isn't that what you do?
No.
Is that how Cash Ass works?
Instead of Cash App, Cash App.
Oh, shit.
Cash Ass.
That's for you.
You got to put a reader in your booty.
Decline, broke motherfucker. That's why
Ken
Sue? I throw pennies at bitch. No, I'm
kidding. I think Ken Sue is the name of the.
Oh, shit. We don't own the rights to this. Better turn it down. I don't wanna get the mark. Hubba baby. Oh shit, do the hubba bubba baby. Okay, we're watching the video. I see. Ooh, little flashes of that girl in a skirt. driving down the street saying, hey, what's the word?
No, look.
Oh, wow, I see a banana. Okay.
Look, do the Hubba Bubba Baby, like the Hot Rocks version.
I remember this video.
Do the Hubba Bubba Baby.
There was another one.
Do the Hubba Bubba Baby.
No, I think there was. Yeah, oh, snap, twerking.
For Hot Rocks, though, for this time, yo, Kansas, shout out to y'all. Do the Hubba Bubba Baby. Look.
I was watching that,
do the Hubba Bubba Baby.
Oh, shit. I remember that video. That's hilarious.
Man, come on, man.
Yep.
Do the Hubba Bubba Baby.
Look at that.
Yeah. Do the Hubba Bubba Baby. Do the Hubba Bubba Baby.
Hey, everybody. That's for you. That's a great memory, not memory. That's how... Like, that was somewhere way back here that was just,
I mean,
like,
you forgot about the Hubba Bubba Baby, but I didn't, because shout out to Hot Rock. They used to play the Hubba Bubba Baby. Do the Hubba Bubba Baby. You know who else had a nice banging video for Hot Rocks?
Come on, man.
The Afros. Woo! Shout out to y'all.
Come on, man. How do you pull out Hubba Bubba Baby? And what's his name?
Kenshu.
And he knows the name.
No, I looked it up and I found it.
Oh, okay.
Kinsu.
Okay.
Do the Hubba Bubba Baby.
But still.
Do the Hubba Bubba Baby.
The name drew a blank. As soon as I seen the visual, that this little thing back here was like, poof.
Yeah.
The memory sparked.
Well, that's because, you know, your head is not flat. Now, if your head was flat in the back.
It's right here. It's flat in the back.
It's flat, but you got a hook.
Yeah.
Your head looks like the continent of Africa.
Yeah, it's
so
like,
that's where it's memory like, and reason is.
Yeah, I got a bunch.
So that's where memory and reason is. Listen up, people.
Oh, yeah.
Look, if you driving, right, and somebody
I'm
in
like
the car
an alien.
Next to you do something stupid.
Hooked.
And you look over and they head flat, just keep going.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. He's doing the best he can. But if you look over and somebody got a head like Justin's, like the continent of Africa in the back.
Look at the side profile, people.
Look. That means he has reason and thought process. Be mad. But if somebody besides you got a flat head like mine.
Watch out.
We don't know no better. So excuse us. Just keep going. Woo-sah and keep going because we don't know no better because we're not that bright.
I'm like an alien.
Yeah.
My bloodline. I gotta check my
I don't know. I think my forehead, like right here.
Have you ever checked your bloodline? Like a family history?
Or like 23andMe?
Like, no, just like your family tree. As far
no,
as
I haven't.
Know.
But you said you had Irish and Italian.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is my dad's cousin like mapped out stuff and like, so I put it in one of those, I want to say family tree or one of those things. It's a free one. Mm-hmm. And dude, I'm... The people I'm related to, like, you know, sirs and knights and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I told my brother, and he's like, what the hell happened to our family?
I think that I'm a cross between, like, Homer Simpson. But just going by the head shape, Homer Simpson and one of the... What was those things called on Saturday Night Live with the Conehead? Oh, Conehead and Homer Simpson. So, and I am mixed with black and mild. So
black and mild.
So I'm mixed with black and mild. But
yeah, I want to do the. I'd like to do the DNA.
You thing. Should do the 23andMe. I want to do it too because I'm red. I mean, I got a lot of red shit.
I mean, one I know is Italian because my family like. We have pictures.
You're
whatever.
Italian?
Yeah. Damn. The second one.
I mean, I got a
piece. That's the second one. I mean, I may keep this one in there. I think this one has to stay in. I mean, this is the second time he had to go pee in one episode, people. It's amazing.
You're gonna play
me. I'm going to keep it out.
You know you're going to play me like you always do. You always fucking play me.
Well, look, the first one I was going to...
No, you play me all the time.
The second one, though, I don't know.
You play me all the time.
I'll have to think about it. This is, look.
This dude play me all the time. I don't know. He probably put the mic up to me while I'm using
it. No, I'm definitely keeping it in because I was talking about how you like to do this. And like, you don't see his glass, but he be trying to, And then you just came.
I see trees are green. Shoo-ba-doo-doo. And I say to myself,
what a wonderful world.
I like water.
Is that what you're drinking off camera?
I got a bottle that's clear.
Me too.
I got a top. What about you? And I say to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. Where can they find you at, Jay?
Hey, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right, people.
Thanks for the likes. Thanks for the subscribes. Look, we really appreciate you. Namaste.
We got some crazy stuff coming.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Shade.
For sure.
Peace out.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.